Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try Dragon's Share Orange. Now, I believe there's a cherry version in this version, and those are the only versions. I just got done doing the cherry version. So, bourbon barrel seltzer, bourbon whiskey with natural flavors and carbonation, 4.6% ABV, 90 calories. And that's pretty much all they say on the can. Yeah, date is almost the same as the other one, DO21-1353. Yeah, let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass, and see what we think. I was going to look because I wanted to see... Yeah, it doesn't say how long it was aged in the barrels. Pure water is aged in freshly... bourbon barrels, dumped bourbon barrels. So it is getting some of that. It does not say how long they were aged in those barrels. That's what I was looking for. I think 21090 said 3 months on theirs, but I do not see anything to say it was 3 months. There we go. Kind of the same color as the other one. I do have the cherry over here. Yeah, identical. Yeah, like an off-white color, almost like if you took a piece of oak and soaked it in water. Sometimes when I charcoal grill, I'll get those pieces of wood, those little slits of wood, and you put them in water for like a half hour, then you pull them out and you put them on the charcoal just for some smoked flavor. That's kind of like what this water looks like, just like that. Maybe a little bit lighter. Usually when I do it, it is a little darker, but you can still see through it. Bell sign, I can see the light box, I can see everything through there. Let's go ahead and smell. It does have kind of an orange pop smell, not as sweet, but that orange does come through. I'm not picking up the bourbon like I did, like maybe a little bourbon woodiness like I did in the cherry. I think that orange is just a little bit more overpowering. Yeah, good orange, just not as sweet as I would like to see it. Let's go ahead and taste. You get an orange, like a very watered down orange taste. In the back to the aftertaste, there is a little bit of like bourbon oak orange in there. It's almost like one of those vitamin C tabs that you put in water. That's kind of the aftertaste of this one. Yeah, I get a little bourbon oakiness in the back with that orange. And then, yeah, that like vitamin C tabs that you put in water, like an Alka-Seltzer that's orange. That's what it is. It's drinkable. So I guess for that, I would have to go with a 3. Now let's go 2.75 out of 5. It's not good. It's not that good. It's drinkable. I've been drinking more bourbon and it's okay, but I would rather drink bourbon with orange peel in it than this. Yeah, I don't see how they let this out the door. It's like you would use this in like an old fashioned or something. Just pour this in an old fashioned with more bourbon and maybe you'll get some of that orange to come out. Yeah, I don't see the point in this one. So 2.75 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. Real quick, two of my friends have checked it in. 3 out of 5. 20 people have checked it in. 3.01 out of 5. So I am a little bit lower. 21090 Brewing gave it a 2.75 also. And Tyler gave it a 3.25. Yeah, again, I would skip this one too. I didn't think the cherry one is better at a 3.5, but definitely not worth picking up. I would try a Truly, Crooked Marker. I would try those. I'd buy any of those and drink those over this any day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.